Ever notice how even the simplest things, like I don't know, raising money can get kind of complicated?
Yeah.
Say it's for like a group project or even, a party at the office. There are always going to be costs involved.
Right. It's not just about collecting some extra cash.
Exactly. And it turns out governments face the same dilemma. They need revenue taxes to fund all those essential services, but, getting that revenue, it's not free.
It's true. We tend to think of taxes as a very straightforward thing. The government needs money, so well, we pay it. But it's more complicated than that.
Right. It's not just as simple as, give us your money.
Exactly. Just like borrowing money comes with interest, raising taxes has these, well, hidden costs that go beyond just the actual dollars and cents collected.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. We're diving into this research paper today. It's called Marginal Cost of Public Funds Under the Presence of Informality.
Yeah, it's by Elgin, Tarul, and Turk.
Right, Elgin, Tarul, and Turk. And they're really trying to dig into this idea of the true cost of raising government revenue.
And they use this term, marginal cost of public funds, or MCF for short.
MCF.
Yeah, it sounds a little jargony, but bear with us.
Okay.
Basically, it measures that economic friction created by taxation.
So, like the economic ripple effect, everything
Right.
that happens because of it.
Precisely. Every dollar that a government manages to raise in taxes can have these ripple effects.
Okay.
Like it impacts people's choices. Maybe they work a bit less, maybe they invest less, or even, well, try to find ways to, you know.
Get around the system.
Exactly. The MCF tries to capture that impact, those consequences.
So a high MCF, that basically means things are off kilter, right? The government has to work harder and harder for each dollar.
And it can mean bad news for everyone. Yeah.
Like slower growth, higher prices, that sort of
Yeah,
thing.
all those things we want to avoid.
And this is where things get really interesting because, well, we're adding another layer of complexity to the mix today, the informal economy.
Right, all those businesses operating off the books.
Yeah, outside that usual tax system.
Right. And this is really where Elgin, Torol, and Turk's research is, well, it's fascinating. They look at how this shadow economy really impacts how we think about MCF.
Because you might think, logically, a bigger informal economy,
Yeah.
that means less tax revenue,
It
right?
seems like it would be more straightforward, but it's
Ugh.
not.
But it's not that simple.
Not at all. The informal economy can really throw a wrench into these, more traditional economic
Right,
models.
it's not as predictable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to unpack today.
All right, so we're back and trying to get our heads around this whole marginal cost of public funds thing and, well, how the informal economy really shakes things up. So, where do we even begin with this?
Well, you know, one of the things that really jumped out at me from this research was how it relates to capital taxes.
Okay.
Taxes on things like investment income, capital gains, that sort of thing.
Right.
Now, you might think on the surface that, well, a larger informal economy wouldn't really impact these taxes all that much.
Yeah, because those businesses aren't like paying them anyway.
Right, yeah, exactly. They're not exactly playing by the rules in the first place. But here's the thing.
Okay.
When a big chunk of your economy goes informal, it shrinks that pool of businesses and individuals who are actually paying those capital taxes.
Right, less people to tax.
Exactly. So the
Yeah.
government has to, well, lean even more heavily on the remaining taxpayers to try and make up the difference.
It's like, I don't know, trying to squeeze water from a rock or something. Like you're putting more and more pressure on the smaller and smaller source.
Precisely. And that pressure, it leads to consequences. Think higher tax rates, which then discourage investment and can even distort how people make economic decisions.
Right, it's a ripple effect.
It is. It can really stifle growth, too.
Here.
And it's a classic example of how the informal economy has these ripple effects that, you might not expect at first glance.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense for capital taxes, but what about things like consumption taxes? Those are levied on, goods and services, things that pretty much everyone buys, whether they're part of the formal economy or not, right?
Yeah. This is where things get really, really interesting. The research actually suggests that in some cases, the cost of consumption taxes, it might go down as the informal economy grows.
Wait, really? That seems completely backwards.
Right.
I always thought that like consumption taxes were supposed to be this stable, reliable source of revenue.
A common misconception. But you have to remember, when you have more and more transactions happening, well, kind of off the books, those aren't being captured in the usual ways that we measure consumption tax revenue.
So it might look like the cost is going down, but it's really just that we're like missing part of the picture.
Exactly. It's like a hidden puzzle piece. The
Yeah.
tax base itself is shifting because of all this hidden economic activity.
Okay. So it's not that consumption taxes are all of a sudden becoming like super efficient. It's that our measuring stick is a bit off.
Yeah, and it highlights this really important point. Just because a particular tax might seem less costly when you have a large informal economy, that doesn't automatically mean that it's the best option or the fairest. You need to zoom out, look at the bigger picture. What are the social and ethical implications? Who's really bearing the cost of this? And how does it impact the overall economic well-being of, well, everyone?
It's a lot more complicated than it seems on the surface.
It really is. There are a lot of moving parts here.
Okay, so we've talked about capital taxes, we've talked about consumption taxes, but what about income taxes, like the ones most people think of when they hear the word taxes?
Yeah, that's where it gets even more
Even more complicated.
nuanced. The way that the informal economy can impact labor income taxes is, well, it's complex and it really depends on a whole bunch of different factors.
All right, so labor income tax is the one everyone thinks about, right? What's the deal with them when we're talking about this whole informal economy thing?
Well, you see, one of the big things is, well, economists call it distortion.
Okay.
It's like, imagine you're a worker, right? And you see these income tax rates going up and up. If a big chunk of the economy is informal, well, it might be pretty tempting to think, maybe I should just, work under the table, avoid those taxes altogether.
So it kind of pushes people towards that informal sector, even if they weren't thinking about it before.
Exactly. And when that happens on a big enough scale, well, it can create some real problems. The government loses out on revenue, and it can create all sorts of inequalities in the system.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, and this is where it gets kind of interesting, the informal economy isn't always the bad guy in this story.
Ah, there's a twist.
In a way, yeah. Think of it like this. The informal economy can also be this kind of pressure valve.
A pressure valve. Okay.
When the formal economy just isn't working for people, maybe taxes are too high, maybe there are all these regulations that are just too much to deal with. Well, the informal sector gives people a way out.
So they can still,
Yeah.
make a living, contribute to the economy.
Exactly. Even if it's not through those traditional taxed channels.
Yeah. So it's like, it cuts both ways. On the one hand, yeah, it can be a problem. It can undermine the formal economy. But on the other hand, it can also be a sign that something needs to change.
Exactly. It's like this signal flare. It tells us that something isn't quite right with the system as it is. And I think that's why this research is so important. It reminds us that there's no magic bullet when it comes to taxation,
Right, there's no one answer for every situation.
especially when you bring the informal economy into the picture.
So where does that leave us? If we're trying to sum up, like, what are the key takeaways from our deep dive today?
I think the biggest one is that we can't ignore the informal economy. It's here, it's having a real impact. And we can't just pretend it doesn't exist.
It's like trying to, I don't know, put together a puzzle and just ignoring half the pieces.
Exactly. We need to see the whole picture to really make sense of things. And we also need to move past this idea that one type of tax is always the good one and another is always the bad one.
Right, because it's way more nuanced than that.
Exactly. Every tax has its pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
And like we've been talking about, the informal economy adds a whole other layer of complexity to the mix.
It's really about asking those tough questions, isn't it? Like, who is really shouldering the weight of each tax? What impact does it have on how people act economically?
And what are the unintended consequences? Yeah, all those questions. Policymakers need to be wrestling with them. And this research gives them some really valuable tools to do that.
So, to wrap things up, what's the one big thought that you hope our listeners take away from this conversation today?
I think it's this. The informal economy isn't some abstract idea. It's made up of real people making real choices in response to the real situations they find themselves in.
Right, it's easy to forget about that sometimes.
If we want to create systems that are more just, more efficient, well, we have to understand those choices, not just, write them off as
Wrong or bad?
exactly.
It's about understanding and maybe a little bit of humility about how complex these systems actually are.
Well said.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another exploration.